Stay social and
get in touch.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hi everyone, it's Saturday. I hope you have all had a good week. We are the 4P's Takeover with the Dragons from St George's. Anna, James, Suhag and me, Ghost. I hope you enjoy the show. Stay where you are and keep listening.
Good morning, Ghost.
Good morning, Mary.
Right. Now, you were telling me you didn't have much to say about the Grand Prix. Now, normally you talk tons about it.
That's true, I do.
So, what's happened this week?
Well, next weekend is the Austrian Grand Prix.
Okay.
And last week when I was at radio, I talked about a little bit about the Austrian Grand Prix.
So. Oh, I see. So you've almost covered it. Is that what you're saying?
Almost.
So can you tell me, James, why are you so interested in the Grand Prix?
Well, I started watching it at a young age, from, I think, about 2011, perhaps, somewhere around there.
So how old would you have been then?
About 11, 12.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe.
And anybody else in the family keen on watching it?
My dad likes to watch it sometimes, but he's normally, like, busy.
Okay, outside. And I don't know anything about it. So when is it shown? Is it shown on Saturday or Sunday? Remind me.
Well, the qualifying and the third practice starts Saturday, and then the actual race starts Sunday.
Okay. I must admit, my son, he sometimes watches it, and my husband sometimes doesn't. I've got a friend that's very keen.
All right.
So I have seen it, but I don't watch it regularly.
Okay.
And where do you think is the best racing course?
My favourite track has to be, no doubt about it, the one in Belgium, in Spa, Belgium.
Oh, really?
Belgium Grand Prix.
Why is that?
Most of my Formula One games that I used to play, I used to go and actually race there, on my games.
Ah, oh, I see, okay.
And, yeah, it has to be one of my favourite tracks. I decided that this will be my favourite track.
Okay, it's very interesting, thank you.
Ghost out.
Hello everyone, it's James from St George's, your usual predictor for WWE pay-per-view. Now we're going to talk about the Great Ball of Fire at the American Airlines Center in Dallas, Texas, on the 9th of July 2017, which is not far away. We're going to start with the pre-show, we've got Neville and Akira Tazawa going, ha, 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 with Titus O'Neil as manager for the Cruiserweight belt. I say Akira Tazawa to take the belt. Now to the main matches. Okay, there's not in any order, so bear with me. We got Brock Lesnar with Paul Heyman as manager against Samoa Joe for the Universal Championship. I'm going to say Samoa Joe to win the belt. Secondly, we got Roman Reigns against Braun Strowman in an ambulance match. If you want to know what ambulance match is, you got to like, put someone in an ambulance, basically an ambulance match. I say Roman Reigns to win because Roman Reigns is my favourite. Next up, we got Alexa Bliss against Sasha Banks for the Raw Women's Championship. I'm going to say Sasha Banks to take the belt. Next up, we got Seth Rollins against Bray Wyatt in a normal match, basically. I say Seth Rollins to win. Next up, with Enzo Amore against Big Cat because those two and Big Cat betrayed his best friend. We've given him a big boot and they attacked him from high for like some weeks. I'm going to say Enzo Amore to win, but it seems to me Big Cat is going to take the win, but Enzo to win. Next up, we've got The Miz with Marie, Bo Dallas, and Axel as manager against Dean Ambrose for the Intercontinental Championship. I think Dean Ambrose to win, hopefully he can. Next up, we've got the last match on the real card, but not in any order. We got Cesaro and Sheamus against the Hardy Boys, which is Jeff and Matt Hardy, in a 3-minute Iron Man match for the Raw Tag Team Championship. 3-minute Iron Man match, who would have thought? I say the Hardy Boys to win, basically, at the matches. The next pay-per-view is Battleground at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia and Pennsylvania on the July 23rd, 2017, which is basically Sunday. It's going to be a SmackDown Live pay-per-view. I'm going to be James from the Dragons and Georgia going out with a bang.
Thank you.
Hi, Ghost here, in for George today. I'm going to be asking Maureen 5 questions. She is an LSA in our school. Hello, Maureen.
Hello, James.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Right, now, question 1. What is your favourite TV programme and why?
I think it has to be Holby City.
And why is that?
I just find it really interesting. I know it's not real life, as one of my friends keeps telling me, but I just find it really interesting what might be going on behind the scenes in a hospital.
And also another thing as well, I actually like Holby City as well.
So. Oh, there you go.
that's a good thing. Question 2. Tell me about any pets you have.
Well, we have a black and white Springer Spaniel. Okay. Whose name's Harry.
Okay.
And who is slightly nutty.
All right.
He just goes off and runs around and does his own thing when he's out for a walk, but he's a very good dog.
Okay. And also, I have 5 cats.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do. Well,
your cats would love my 6 budgies.
Oh, I bet. Question 3. Tell me about a holiday you have had abroad.
Well, 5 years ago, we went over to see my brother for his 50th birthday in Australia.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
that
it was.
Good.
It was amazing. And we flew to Melbourne and had a little look around Melbourne.
Nice.
Then went down to Adelaide, picked up a camper van, mm-hmm. and drove across the Nullarbor.
Okay.
And then up to a little place called Darwin, and then back down to Perth in West Australia.
Nice. Sounds good. All right, question 4. What is your favourite meal?
My favourite meal's got to be a roast dinner.
Nice.
Because I love lots of different vegetables.
Nice, I like that. Right, question 5. Tell me about the best job you've done in the past.
I think that's a really hard question because I like all the jobs I've done.
Okay.
But I think probably when I started working at Carisbrook, I used to listen to students reading.
Oh, right.
And it was very rewarding because I find it really difficult to read out loud. And so for me to have to listen to students who also found it hard to read out loud was really, yeah, very, very rewarding.
Right, okay. Thanks for that.
That's okay.
See you later. Goodbye. Ghost out.
Hi, Sirak here. I am going to tell you about the top 10 hits of the week. The top 10 hits are number 10, Your Song by Rita Ora, number 9, Power by Little Mix, number 8, 2 by David Guetta, number 7, I Am the One by DJ Khaled, number 6, Strip That Down by Liam Payne, number 5, Mama by Jonas Blue, number 4, Unforgettable by French Montana, number 3, Bridge Over Troubled Water, artist for Grenville. Number 2, Wild Thoughts by DJ Khaled. The one you've been waiting for all week is Despacito by Luis Fonsi. So that's it from me, Swag. Have a good week and goodbye. Bye.
Hi, it's Marion here. Oscar is away this week, so I'll be asking Ghost 5 questions. Ghost, what mistake have we made?
Well, funny you should say that because we're not all here.
No, we're not all here. 2 are missing.
Yeah,
and
two are missing.
Who are they?
Oscar.
And George,
and
actually.
George.
Yeah. So, I'm asking you the questions this week, if that's all right with you.
Yep, that's absolutely fine by me.
Lovely.
Go ahead.
So, Ghost, what have you done recently?
Not much has been happening recently. However, I was expecting a game yesterday for my PlayStation 4. But unfortunately, it didn't arrive yesterday, so hopefully it's going to arrive today.
I hope so. And what is the game?
The game is to do with Call of Duty, and it's actually a 10-year-old game, but it's a remastered version, so all the graphics, sounds, and what have you are all started from scratch.
Okay.
And they're much better now, and the game is actually called... It's recently come out on a standalone release, and it's called Call of Duty Modern Warfare Remastered.
Okay. I hope it comes today.
So do I.
For your sake. Okay, question 2. Tell me something that's going to happen in school, or will be happening soon.
Well, put it this way, we've only got 2 weeks until we have our 6-week holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very excited.
Are you going out and about at all this week? Because it's Privet Week, isn't it?
Yes, it is Privet Week. I don't think so this week.
Okay, you're not going out this afternoon?
Oh, yes, hang on, no. I am going out this afternoon, sorry, yes. My mistake. I am going out to Morrison's this afternoon.
Of all the places! I know Morrison's is lovely.
It's only because we do cooking on Thursdays. And that's why.
And what are you buying at Morrison's?
Well, it depends what we want to make. And of course, I haven't gone through the list of what we're actually going to make yet.
Okay. Can you just remind your teacher I like cake and chocolate?
Yes, I will remind her.
Okay, number three. Tell me what you think is best about school.
I think what is best about school is that, apart from the fact that the curriculum and the school offers and allows people to come in and get on with lessons and leading up to a good level in their work and actually manages to eventually get them in to a job.
Mm-hmm.
And allows work experience.
Uh-huh. So you think that gives you opportunities then to possibly get a job?
Yeah, and also I think as well to go to college and study whatever they want to do and carry on with their dream.
Good for you, Ghost. Very good answer. Now, do you like having Poppy? And Poppy's a black Labrador dog.
Mm-hmm.
And Fudge is our school cat. And do you like them in school? And why?
Yes, I love them in school. The reason why I love them in school is because I actually wouldn't mind having them as a couple of my pets. Even though I've said that I have five cats, I wouldn't mind having another one.
Yeah, I like them as well. I think they're lovely.
However, though, I would have Poppy.
Yes.
But normally I would have a Alsatian or a German Shepherd.
Oh, would you? Yeah, I like those as well.
Because my original dog was a Alsatian.
Oh, we'll have to talk about that another time. Okay.
Okay.
And final question number five. If you could change something in school, what would it be?
Well, one thing that aggravates me slightly is the top sports hall. Because despite the fact that it has a low ceiling, and it is quite big for being a sports hall, as you would expect, but I would actually like it to have a higher roof, especially when we're playing basketball, because the basketball tends to hit and scuff the roof.
It does.
And also make it wider and larger.
Okay, great. Very good answer. And I'd like to say thank you to you, Ghost.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Lovely. See you soon.
And you.
Hey guys, this is Sarah, your local gaming girl. This week I'll be talking to you about Get Even. If you all know me, you know I like my weird games. Get Even is another one of these weird games. You play as a detective who goes and finds a girl, but sadly the girl dies in a bomb explosion with you next to it. Then you wake up in a strange and weird place with a thing on your head. You don't know what it is, you don't know what this place is, but there's a man that talks to you and tells you that the headset is to rebuild your memory of what happened. This game is filled with consequences, like if you open a door, you can't necessarily open the other door. The main weapon in this game is a new designed weapon called a corner gun. What it does is you can see round corners and shoot people even though they can't see you. You have to play through this asylum, which is always fun for these sort of games, almost like the first Outlast game. The more you find of your past, the more you gradually learn what happened that day. Well, that's all for me this week. Enjoy the summer holidays and have fun. Especially, play lots of games.
Jane here. I hope you enjoyed listening to the Dragons and Georgian. We're off on a summer holiday, but we'll be back in September. Goodbye from all the Dragons. Anna, George, Ghost, Hoohag, Oscar, and of course, myself, Jane. And take care and goodbye.
www.vectisradio.com.